on this episode of Still Loading, a pleasant surprise. Hey guys, it's Josh, and welcome to this new episode of Still Loading. For this week's episode, I'm going to talk about the NES game Rescue: The Embassy Mission. So, I was, like it said in the intro tagline, I was very pleasantly surprised by this game. I was not expecting much out of this. What I thought was going to be a shoot-em-up, kind of similar to, what was the most recent, like The Punisher? Or you could even say maybe like a Hogan's Alley or something like that, where, you know, maybe not a Lycan game, but where you were controlling the sight and the aiming reticule with the D-pad, and you have to shoot like that, and it was basically a shoot 'em up like that. That's what I was expecting out of this, based on the box and everything. But in all honesty, it was a lot better than I thought. But before we go into all that, let's talk about what we usually do at the beginning of each episode. Sorry, rummaging around a little bit here. Let's talk about the box art. So, the box art is kind of nuts, just to start off. It has, on the backdrop, it's mostly black, and it looks like it says top secret on it, and it looks like, you know, sensitive documents. It even has, what does it even say? It says, "Sir, regarding existing situation of 14 hostages held in our embassy, plans are finalized for immediate special forces rescue attempt." Basically, it appears to be the memo for, you know, authorizing the rescue. And then it's got it's a triangle, and you see inside the triangle there's actually like an image, and it looks like the dude's bursting in through a window. With him, like, kind of, like, parts of his bodies are outside. It's hard to explain. You'll see it in the picture on the little thumbnail. But basically, it's got the document, and then underneath it, inside, like, a triangle, it's like a random shape they just threw on top of it. You see a special ops soldier bursting through a window, swinging on a rope, shattering glass everywhere, and you see the bad guys looking very shocked. He's kind of got a goofy face on it, but on him, but it's a pretty cool cover. I could picture a kid, you know, looking at this being like, yeah, I want to get that. Look at that guy, he's got a badass helmet and boots and a gun, and he's going to get the bad guys. Like, I could picture this being a pretty big selling point for kids. And it honestly, I mean, it's nuts, man. Like, the gameplay was so ambitious. I was very impressed by the concept of this game. It played decently well. I did not get to the one section. I did watch a long play of it just to get the idea of it. But I couldn't master the one part, and we'll get into it. But let's read what the back says, as per usual. "A diplomatic mission in a foreign city is seized by political fanatics. Innocent lives are in jeopardy. Outrageous demands are being made for their safety. Only you and your elite crisis intervention team can rescue the ambassador and his helpless staff. Position your sharpshooters around the embassy's perimeter. Focus your sights on curtained windows. Squeeze off rounds to cover fire to protect your assault squad. Once your men are inside, an electronic diagram of the building's floor..." Wow, this literally goes all through this. I'm just going to stop reading it, because it's literally telling what the game does, like what the gameplay is like. So let's get into it. The gameplay, like I said, very pleasant surprise. What was really cool about it was the fact that it's one of those NES games where it mashes up a lot of different play styles, because, you know, this is still when game design was in its infancy. So you don't realize, one, it's difficult to mash up gameplay styles and have it work, and two, if you do that, it's you run the risk of having a losing immersion, or also just like making mistakes with the tone. Like, it changes the tone too much. This game, it feels right at place. It's actually really well done. I don't know about necessarily designed, but because I mean, I did take game design, but you know, I'm no expert. Lover, not expert here. But I'm very impressed with how well it blends together. So pretty much the way the gameplay works is that, you know, there's a bunch of small missions you can choose from, and they're all relatively, it's like, from what I've seen, it's the same map. I'll have to look into some of the other playthroughs to see if there's other different setups, but basically it looks to be like the same layout of, like, you know, you're going after the same embassy. You're rescuing people from the same embassy is what I'm saying. And so what happens is you have guys drop in from helicopters, and the first portion of the game is a stealth game. So you have snipers dropping in, and you have to dodge the spotlights, which, you know, would reveal your position, so you would get shot at, but you have to dodge the spotlights as you make your way across the screen. And it's a side-scrolling segment, so it's a stealth side-scrolling segment where basically you'll move along. Once you see a spotlight coming, you duck under besides cover. Thing is, there's not always, you know, cover's not everywhere, so you have to time your movements perfectly, and it does get a little tricky. And if you're really good, you can surround the building with snipers, which really helps take out enemies before your guys go in. So what happens is, like I said, your snipers come in. You make it to a certain spot. Once you make it there, then they pretty much park themselves in there. So if you're good and you don't get any of your snipers killed, you'll have the building surrounded by snipers. And what's kind of cool, too, is before you actually get into, like, you know, before the snipers even go, you see like a blueprint of the area around it and see where your snipers are going to be laid or placed at. And then, so now that you know where your snipers are placed at, you essentially, you know, on one on each side of the building. There's only three, so I guess you can't really see the other side. So there's no four sides to the building. I guess it's like, I don't know why, you just can't. You're surrounded on three sides, and so you move your snipers out. You do the stealth side scrolling section, like I said before, and once you get all that, then three more guys drop in. And what you do right before those three guys drop in is that you shoot out the windows, so that way your guys can just go right in. You are able to take out some enemies prior, so if you see a couple heads, you want to, you know, take the shot. It's you just see silhouettes, like these gray or black silhouettes, and so you want to take out the enemies as soon as you see them. Once you do that, once you shoot out all the windows, and you do it from every single angle, I got two sides covered. I wasn't able to get the full three, but you shoot out the windows, and then your guys will drop in from the ceiling, and you will go, you know, save the hostages, kill the terrorists, so on and so forth. This is the part of the game where I rage quit. I was not able to get past this next part. Your guys have to rappel down from the roof to the windows, which I don't know why they bother even having you shoot out the windows on the second and first floor. You start up at the top, so the third floor is where you're at. You can only rappel down to the third floor. And what's aggravating is that you can't just hit down on the D-pad to move your guy down. I mean, he does that, but you have to be very careful. You want to, like, rock it back and forth between up and down, because if you... Literally, he can just fall off the rope. He will go down far enough, and it's not anywhere near the window. You honestly don't... If you go too fast, essentially, it... Oh, my goodness. Now it makes sense. But if you go too fast, then he just falls right off and he dies. You're supposed to rock it back and forth. I guess it's supposed to... You know, it makes a lot more sense now that I'm, like, kind of talking it out. But it's supposed to be like rappelling. You know, you go down a little bit, you stop. You go down a little bit, you stop. And that's pretty much what they're trying to do here. You know, you go down, go up a little bit, go down, go up a little bit. I guess they're trying to simulate rappelling. Only thing is that it's not fun. It's very tedious. You don't feel like you're actually doing anything with any level of skill. It's just obnoxious. So I didn't enjoy that at all. But I watched a playthrough, like I said, And once your guys are able to break into the window, it turns into a very primitive first-person shooter segment. I was really impressed. Like I said, it was kind of cool because you are actually... It's one thing to formulate a plan and go for it, but you're actually doing everything. You're positioning the snipers. You're shooting out the windows. You're dropping the guys in. And once you're in the building, you're going all tactical and stuff. And you're fighting all the... going all tactical and stuff, and you're fighting the enemies in there. It's really cool. And so you move it all, you move around the room, and what you see a little mini map in the bottom left, and you'll see little dots on there, and those are the enemies. So it's nice. So you want to, you know, track them all down. And like, there's multiple different types of missions. So each mission, while it's the same map, like you're breaking into the same embassy, the layout of the floors, from what I can tell, is exactly the same. The objective changes. So the training mission is just eliminate all the terrorists. Very simple. Then there's a target mission, which appears to you actually need to rescue hostages. So it changes like little bit by little bit. And I really enjoyed that. I really enjoyed the change up of it. Now, I did not get to see the other playthroughs. I was trying to like... Unfortunately, I'm a little crunched on time due to the wedding coming up and whatnot. But I'm seriously really surprised with this game. And normally with these like 40 for 40s, I'm pretty much a wimp when it comes to it. Like when the going gets tough, I get going. I didn't give up that fast on this. I mean, I still gave up eventually because I don't have a lot of time, unfortunately. But I was really surprised. I kept wanting to play it. I kept wanting to go back and trying to figure out how the hell do I rappel down here? How does this work? And the game was just really, I can't describe it. It was fun. It was really, really, I guess I have been describing it. So I guess I can, sorry, it's been a long weekend, but, no, it's really, really fun. I highly recommend playing it. As for the soundtrack, I actually really enjoyed it. It was practically non-existent at first when you're going through all the sniper segments. There's some moody stealth kind of music, but other than that, it's not really too memorable. But once you get into the building and your guys are going around taking out the terrorists and everything, it's got a pretty good, soundtrack. I mean, it's only really one song, but it's a pretty good song. Like, I don't mind listening to it on repeat. Now, obviously, if the entire game was that and they didn't have that silence to kind of break up the action here and there, I'd be a little bit more critical of it. But for what it's worth, it was really, really fun to listen to. I would actually listen to it again. I'll probably see if I can find a clip and put it in right here. Pretty cool, pretty good track. All right, before I wrap this up, I know it's a little bit short. I mean, once again, solo, so it's kind of hard to keep it going, but I do like doing these solo ones. I like talking about these games that maybe some of you have heard of, maybe you haven't. It's really fun just to, for me at least, to dive in and try out these different games. And like I said, you get these pleasant surprises. Honestly, Rescue is one of the nicest games that I didn't know was good before playing this. Like, I knew Mega Man 3 was good. That's always, a given. I knew Maniac Mansion was a classic. That was always a given. But games like this and Arch Rivals from, way back in the 4440 series, that was a huge surprise for me. I really enjoyed Arch Rivals. I still, get happy just thinking about that game. So it's kind of why I like doing it, Like, I like being able to discover these games that I own. I'm a collector. I have this fairly decent sized collection of games, and the fact that I never play any of them is a crime. So this podcast has been fantastic for me personally, because I'm getting to all these games that I never really got to before. I do plan on doing this again, probably the next another series I'm going to. I'm not going to call it the 40 for 40, but I actually want to do one for the original Xbox. I have a small portion, I would say about like 10-15 games of original Xbox games that I've never touched, and I really want to try them out. I'm looking at them right now. There's a couple good ones out there. There's a game I got called Killswitch, which looked real interesting. Not Killswitch Engage, good band, but I've been meaning to try that. I just haven't sat down, so this podcast gives me a reason to do it. So thank you all for listening to this. Like, seriously, like, I really enjoy it. But anyway, what I was going to do before we wrap this whole thing up, so I wanted to read a little bit of what's in the manual. The manual's pretty small, but there's a very short plot synopsis. It's literally three sentences. It's been 11 days since the political fanatics occupied the embassy, holding the ambassador and his staff captive. You've waited patiently while government negotiators tried in vain to arrive at a peaceful settlement. Now it's up to you and your band of commandos to get the captives out. See, that's a nice, concise type of thing. But no, it's cool. So they, oh, I see. You know what? I was wrong about all these different missions things. You know, I'm reading this. Basically, there are, you know, the training mission is a basic one, but all the other missions have captives, and you have to rescue the captives without losing any member. Your goal is to rescue all of the captives without losing any members of your team. To mount an effective assault, you must first position your snipers around the embassy. Your rescue team will then be lowered by helicopter onto the roof of the embassy. So each of the different missions is essentially a difficulty. So training, you get 18 minutes to do this. In Jupiter, which is, there's training, target, ultimatum, trigger, and Jupiter. And pretty much, it just gets more and more difficult as time goes on to beat the mission. So that's, you know, Jupiter, you only get 10 minutes to beat the mission. So that's where the difficulty comes in place. So that's good to know. So training, no hostages or no captives. Every other one, captives and hostages. And like I said, so you place your snipers and you rescue, and then you command the rescue team and you move in and out and you go through like a first person type of view. So, and it, literally the manual just breaks down the entire game, and then it does, compliance with FCC regulations and a 90-day limited warranty. Then the other thing I want to talk about, because a lot of these games I got, you know, like I said before, these are complete in the box. So I'm getting some of these games that I've never really opened yet, and this one is really freaking cool because it's got a whole poster inside that's in practically perfect condition. I always keep saying I'm going to post a picture, and then I forget. I'm going to. When this gets released, this picture will be posted. It's got a picture, it says Power Player, and it's a really muscular bicep and arm clutching a NES controller with the cord wrapped around the arm. Then it's got pictures, or it's got little snippets of other games made by the same developer. Some of these look actually kind of cool. This one's called, the developer is Kemco Seika, at least that's what it says at the top. The other games advertised on here are Desert Commander, Rocket Ranger, and Shadowgate. So, and then the Rescue Embassy is also on here, but obviously I don't need to cover that because I'm talking about it right now. So, all right, that pretty much wraps up everything I had to say about this game. Thank you all very much again for listening. Please remember to rate, review, and to subscribe to the show on iTunes. Rating and reviewing it really gets the word out there, and it helps people find the show. So please take some time. It would mean a lot to me. And if you don't like it, go ahead and rate it as that. I mean, I don't get a lot of feedback, but I'm always looking for more. I'm always looking for ways to make this a better show. So please, like, you know, just trying to make it better. So thank you all once again for listening. Please, like I said, rate, review, and subscribe. Sorry, I'm so bad at closing these things out. You can also find me on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at StillLoadingPod at all three of those. So go ahead and check out that stuff. A lot of times on Instagram, I'll be posting pictures of the collection and like random gaming-esque things I do. Sometimes pictures of my puppy, you know, give or take. Usually gaming stuff, though. And that all trickles out through Facebook and Twitter and junk. So, yeah. So thank you all for listening, and I will see you all next time.